God cleanses sinners, God cleanses sinners, God cleanses sinners and have mercy on us. Blessed is our God, always now and ever to the ages of ages. Amen. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee. O heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present, and fillest all things, treasury of good things, and giver of life, come and dwell in us, and cleanse us of all impurity, and save our souls, O good one. As thou art the first called of the apostles, and the brother of the preeminent one, entreat thou the master of all, O Andrew, that he grant peace to the world and great mercy to our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. The divinely eloquent namesake of manliness, the eminent follower of the Church, the kinsman of Peter, let us praise, for as of old he was called, so now he calls us. Come ye, we have found the desired one. O holy Apostle Andrew, pray to God for us. O holy Apostle Andrew, pray to God for us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. And we begin the chanting of the Akathist. Standing in spirit upon the summit of the hill on which his right hand raised up a cross, with hymns let us praise the most glorious Andrew, the first called apostle of Christ, the preacher of the holy gospel, the divinely inspired enlightener of the Russian land, and to him as the foremost follower of the Church, the first of all to follow after Christ, let us cry out in compunction, rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. An angelic herald of Christ, the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world, wast thou, O Apostle Andrew, and thou dost abide with him forever in heaven. Wherefore regard thou the hymns offered to thee in this temple, built upon the place where thy feet stood. And as thou art rich in the grace of God, grant us good discourse that we may cry out to thee. Rejoice, thou morning star which hath shone forth upon us from the city of Bethsaida. Rejoice, brother of the preeminent Peter, and equal to him in honor. Rejoice, disciple of the great forerunner of Christ. Rejoice, thou that first among the apostles was called to the apostolic ministry by the Lord himself. Rejoice, for thou didst cry out to the others with joy, come ye, we have found the longed for Messiah. Rejoice, for thou dost lead us also to him. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Master, where dwellest thou? Thou didst ask the Saviour of our souls, O Andrew, and having abode with him one day, all the days of thy life, thou didst love the Messiah, whom thou didst find, and thou didst bring thine eldest brother to him. Wherefore seest thou never to draw us, thy younger brethren, to him also, that following in thy steps we may cry out to thee, to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Perceiving in thee the flame of faith and love, O holy Andrew, the Lord found thee with thy brother again at the lake of Gennesaret, as a fisherman casting thy net into the deep. And he said to you, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway thou didst follow him, and with the divinely inspired word, as with a net, thou didst fish for men for Christ. And with them we who have been ensnared by thee unto salvation cry out to thee. Rejoice, for thou wast taught the skill of spiritual fishing by the Lord himself. Rejoice, for tempest-tossed with the other disciples on the same lake, thou wast saved by faith in the Lord who rebuked the wind and the sea. Rejoice, thou that didst acquire great faith when thou didst see the most wondrous feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread. Rejoice, thou that didst receive us as a gift from the Lord the ability to heal every infirmity and every sickness. Rejoice, for a voice from heaven was heard because of the Greeks that were brought to by thee to see Christ. Rejoice, for unto the Mount of Olives things to come at the end of the world were revealed to thee. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, First called Apostle of Christ, as a faithful friend of Christ, having enjoyed the Master's hospitality and the table of immortality in the upper room of Sion with the rest of the apostles, thou didst behold thy Lord and God, and from him thou didst receive the Holy Spirit, that thou mightest bind and loose the sins of men. And again in that same upper room on Sion, the abundant grace of the promised Spirit was poured forth upon thee in tongues of fire, wherefore all the tribes of Israel marveled at how thou didst speak of the mighty works of God in their own language, chanting, Alleluia, Alleluia. Having received from the Lord the commandment to preach the gospel to all creation, thou didst go about many cities and lands, O Apostle Andrew, calling the people to knowledge of the true God and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And with them we also have been vouchsafed the grace of baptism. Wherefore, we address hymns of thanksgiving unto thee. Rejoice, faithful proclaimer of the wonders of Christ. Rejoice, thunderous herald of the Holy Gospel. Rejoice, destroyer of the worship of idols. Rejoice, instiller of true piety. Rejoice, for through thee, through thy discourse, are men brought to regeneration by water and the Spirit. Rejoice, for through thee do the faithful partake of the table of immortality. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called Apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called Apostle of Christ. The power of God overshadowed thee, O first called Apostle, that thou mightest proclaim the power and glory of the Son of God and make steadfast them that thou didst call to believe in the Holy Trinity. Wherefore, on the green pasture of the faith of Christ, do thou keep us that worship the one God in three hypostases, that ever sanctified by the grace of the Holy Spirit, we may cry aloud unto him, Alleluia. Alleluia. Having brought thy brother Simon Peter to Christ, O first called one, with him thou didst go forth to thine apostolic ministry, first to Antioch and Sinope, and there having vanquished legions of demons, thou didst free thy companion the apostle Matthias from the bonds of the prison, and with him did baptize his fellow prisoners, and following the preeminent Peter to the lands of the west, thou didst give him a fraternal kiss, but didst thyself labor well in the east. Wherefore we children of the eastern church bless thee, saying, Rejoice, O power of God, who drives away legions of demons and breaks the bonds of prison. Rejoice, receptacle of apostolic grace, with which does miraculously free us from the bonds of hell. Rejoice thou that with thine divinely wise brother didst divide the east and west by lot for the preaching of the word of God. Rejoice thou that by the power of thy wonders didst denounce the impiety of the Jews in Sinope. Rejoice thou that was beaten there by the godless for the sake of Christ. Rejoice, for healing of thy stripes was given thee by the Lord himself who appeared unto thee. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called Apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called Apostle of Christ. Having twice returned to the holy city, that there that thou mightst celebrate the day of Pentecost with the apostles, twice did thou celebrate the day of Pentecost with the apostles, twice did thou depart again from holy Zion to preach Christ to the whole world, first with John, who leaned his head upon the Lord's breast, and afterwards with Simon of Cana and Matthias, who was named an apostle by lot, and thou didst go about all the parts of Asia and Pontus, catechizing all with the word of salvation, that they might chant unto God, Alleluia, Alleluia. Having spread thy nets from the Sea of Galilee to the Black Sea, and having catechized all around the sea coast with the proclamation, thou didst betake thyself to the land of Scythia, O first called one, planting the cross of Christ everywhere as a token of our salvation. Wherefore we also, though the last of peoples, heading thy proclamation, heeding thy proclamation, commemorating thy struggles, cry out to thee. Rejoice thou that in Nicaea didst subdue wicked brigands and didst slay a most evil dragon. Rejoice thou that didst plant the cross of Christ in the midst of that city, being a forerunner of the God-bearing fathers twice assembled there. Rejoice, for through thee the light of Christ shone forth in Asia and Pontus. Rejoice, for thine apostolic staff opened the foothills of the Caucasus to the light of Christ. Rejoice, for thereby was the darkness of Kimiria enlightened. Rejoice, for with streams of living water hath the whole world thereby be watered. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. The tribes of men that did not know the true God, that were caught in the storm of the passions and tossed about by the waters of the ocean, as it were, thou didst leap to the calm harbour of Christ, O apostle, and their hearts tempest-tossed like a leaking vessel. Didst thou lash to the mooring of the Orthodox faith? Wherefore, as children of the Orthodox faith, with thankful heart and grateful mouths, we cry out to God, Alleluia, Alleluia. On the Mount of Olives with the other disciples, O Andrew, thou once didst ask thy master, tell us what shall be the sign of thy coming, and on the hills of Kiev, as an instrument of the grace of the Holy Spirit, that didst foretell the future glory of that place. And we, having been vouchsafed the mercies foretold us, cry out to thee with compunction. Rejoice, for from Mount Zion didst thou bring the law of the gospel to us. Rejoice, for as an apostle of God, thou didst hasten to us on the waters of the Varistena. Rejoice, for thou didst bestow upon that river the grace of the Jordan for our baptism. Rejoice, thou didst set the cross of our salvation upon the hills of Kiev. Rejoice, for thou didst foretell an abundant outpouring of the grace of God through it. Rejoice, for thou didst prophesy the existence there of a great city and many churches. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Today, in fulfillment of the word of thy prophecy, a most glorious temple is adorned on the place where by the gift of the Holy Spirit thou didst foresee that which was not existing as existing, and round about it a great city with golden domed churches bears the witness to the truth of thy words, and as from a heavenly throne thou hast hitherto proclaimed peace for it. Wherefore, beholding the fulfillment of thy divinely inspired words, we cry out with a loud voice unto God, Alleluia, Alleluia. The holy Olga, having received the light of divine knowledge from the radiant splendor of the first called apostle, shone forth upon the Russian land as the day star of our salvation, leading after herself like a radiant beacon her grandson, leaving after herself like a radiant beacon her grandson Vladimir, the enlightener of all the midnight land. Wherefore, lifting our eyes unto thee, O divinely wise Andrew, as to the chief herald of our salvation, we address to thee these praises. Rejoice, for thou gavest the knowledge of divine light unto Olga, the day star of our salvation. Rejoice, for the kingdom of Christ was opened to her piety. Rejoice, for with thy blessing a most glorious beacon hath shone forth from that day star upon us. Rejoice, for in accordance with thine apostolic prophecy, a prince the equal of the apostles appeared to us. Rejoice, for through thee the earthly kingdom of the holy Vladimir has a share in that of heaven. Rejoice, for the rivers of Kiev, the Dnieper and the Pachayina became for us a font of salvation. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. The pastors and flock of the most glorious city of Kiev and of all the land of Russia proclaim the memory of thine acts, O divinely wise apostle Andrew, and the saints of God that rest incorrupt with Anthony and Theodosius within the caves declare thy glory unceasingly to all ages and generations as though alive. For the cross planted by thee in that place has grown to be a tree of right goodly shape, wherein we have picked the fruits of piety and sanctity, and we as spiritual sparrows of thy paradisical garden are taught by thee to chant unto God, Alleluia, Alleluia. Not to Rus alone wast thou the proclaimer of salvation, O first called apostle of Christ, but gathering all the Slavic lands like a hen gathers her chicks beneath her wings, thou didst lead them to Christ. For decrying the darkness of the midnight land from Kherson, by thy preaching many years before, thou didst prepare the most wise teachers, Cyril and Methodius, that the people there might be taught the word of God. And we, as with the mouths of these our enlighteners, cry aloud unto thee. Rejoice, thou didst bless the Slavic tribes of old. Rejoice, thou that hast rendered their learned discourse wise with the word of God. Rejoice, for they have become noetic children of the Church of Christ, obedient to the word of God. Rejoice, for in Kherson, where thou didst preach, the holy Cyril discovered the first Russian letters and took them up. Rejoice, for thereby thou didst proclaim unto them Christ, the wisdom of God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Rejoice, for those teachers translated all the divinely inspired scriptures into the Slavonic tongue for us. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Not fearing the Scythians of the wilderness, thou didst extend thine apostolic journeys to the depths of the midnight land. O first called one, from whence thou didst travel to old Rome, which was then the capital of the pagan world, but departing therefrom because of the myriads of its idols, and betaking thyself to the beautiful shore of the Bosphorus, in the city of Byzantium, which was to become the new Rome and the mother of Christians, thou didst establish thine apostolic see, that thereby all the east and the north might be illumined with the light of faith, and that the faithful children of the Church of Christ might call out to God with oneness of mind. Alleluia. Alleluia. Mother Zion, says the man in the Psalms, for man was spiritually born therein, and Kiev became for us a new Zion. For therein the light and grace of God was made manifest unto all the children of Russia, through the sea which thou didst establish in Byzantium, O first called apostle. Wherefore, illumined with unwaning light, we cry out to thee in thanksgiving. Rejoice, thou that didst descend Mount Zion, and hast illumined many-hilled Kiev with heavenly light. Rejoice, thou that by thy blessing didst send down upon it an abundance of spiritual fruit. Rejoice, for in the midst of the world didst thou establish thine apostolic see. Rejoice, for under its protection in New Rome thou didst gather all the nations which thou hast enlightened. Rejoice, for thereby is orthodoxy confirmed within their hearts. Rejoice, for by the east is the darkness of the west driven back. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. When the time of thy departure arrived, O blessed Andrew, thou didst go to the ancient Patras of Haia, that thou mightest there be slain, for thou didst finish thy course, that is, fight the good fight, having preached Christ crucified unto all, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto us that are called and saved, Christ the power and wisdom of God, whereby we have been taught to chant unto God, Alleluia, Alleluia. Having everywhere healed the sick, raised the dead, and driven out demons by the name of the Lord Jesus, thou didst also confirm thine immortal preaching with miracles in Patras, O apostle of Christ, and didst turn Antipater Lesbius to knowledge of the truth when stricken with the plague because of his opposition. He was raised from his bed of sickness by thee. And all the people, seeing the power of God in thee, destroyed their idols. Wherefore the Lord appeared to thee as he once had to Paul in Corinth, and he commanded thee to take up thy cross, signifying thereby thy suffering for his sake in Patras. Wherefore, marveling at the great grace within thee, we reverently cry out, Rejoice, great power of Almighty God! Rejoice, precious treasury of wonders! Rejoice, enlightenment and adornment of ancient Patras! Rejoice, thou didst transform the unbelief of Antipatris unto faith. Rejoice, for there the Lord appeared to thee again, calling thee to the struggle of the cross. Rejoice, for a crown of righteousness was prepared for thee. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Nero Caesar, who as Herod once had raised a persecution against all the faithful, beheaded Paul in Rome and crucified Peter upon a cross, and the hand of that tyrant reached thee also in Patras, when the place of the meek Lesbius he appointed as proconsul the cruel Egiatus, who, unable to endure the baptism of his brother, nor mollified by the healing of his wife, cast thee into prison and condemned thee to the cross, as the preeminent Peter had been. And while a prisoner in a dark dungeon, thou didst, as in a splendid temple, consecrate Stratocles, the brother of Antipatris, as bishop of Patras, chanting unto God with all the faithful in the midst of the prison, Alleluia, Alleluia. Beholding raised up on the place of execution the cross whereon thou wast to be crucified, O apostle, thou wast not afraid to bear witness even unto death to Christ, who loved thee and was beloved of thee. And stretching forth thine hands toward this emblem of our salvation, Thou didst cry out in compunction, rejoice, O most precious cross, before which I stand in gladness, knowing thee to be my hope. Rejoice, O life-creating cross, whose summit hath reached to the heavens, and whose base hath broken down the gates of hell. Rejoice, O right worshipful cross, which received my master as the sweetest cluster of grapes, which hath poured forth salvation upon us. Rejoice, O blessed cross, which saved the thief and accorded him the fruits of confession. Rejoice, for thou hast been the fullness of my joy. Rejoice, thou also a passion-bearer, who did seal thy faith in Christ on a cross. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Come, ye witnesses of my joy, thou didst cry out to them that carried out the will of Egiatus. O apostle, do ye the will of us both. Crucify me and offer me up like a lamb in sacrifice unto the Creator who fashioned me. And having spoken these words, thou didst ascend the cross as though it were a lofty throne. And for 3 days and 3 nights thou didst preach the word of God from it upon the people that stood round about, that they might not fear death when confessing the Lord Jesus. And when thy countenance was suffused with a heavenly light, the tormentor was terrified and ordered thee to be taken down from the cross. Yet thou, a passion-bearer, didst not desire to be parted from the tortures of the cross, crying out unceasingly to God until thy repose. Alleluia, alleluia. Glorifying thine apostolic struggles, O first called apostle, we bless the holy repose, whereby thou didst glorify the life-bearing passion of the Son of God. And in compunction of heart we cry out to thee thus. Rejoice, thou friend of Christ, who joyously endured the sufferings of the cross for him. Rejoice, faithful apostle, who preached the people from the cross with words of eternal life. Rejoice, for at the moment when thou wast taken down from the cross, a light covered thee like lightning from heaven. Rejoice, for thou hast promised great grace unto them that in orthodox manner confess Christ the Son of God, whom thou didst preach. Rejoice, apostolic foundation of the heavenly Jerusalem. Rejoice, thou that shalt sit with the apostles on one of the 12 thrones to judge all the tribes of Israel. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ, look down upon these the praises of all that honour thy holy memory, as thou didst plant the wood of the cross on the hills of the city of Kiev. Do thou ever protect us with the saving sign that, preserved by the cross of our Lord God and Saviour, we may attain full stature in Christ, and may be vouchsafed with thee and all the saints to chant unto God our Saviour with the sound of rejoicing from endless ages. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ, look down upon these the praises of all that honour thy holy memory, and as thou didst plant the wood of the cross on the hills of the city of Kiev, do thou ever protect us with its saving sign, that preserved by the cross of our Lord God and Saviour, we may attain full stature in Christ, and may be vouchsafed with thee and all the saints to chant unto God our Saviour with the sound of rejoicing for endless ages. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ, look down upon these the praises of all that honour thy holy memory, and as thou didst plant the wood of the cross on the hills of the city of Kiev, do thou ever protect us with its saving sign, that preserved by the cross of our Lord God and Saviour, we may attain full stature in Christ, and may be vouchsafed with thee and all the saints to chant unto God our Saviour with the sound of rejoicing for endless ages. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. An angelic herald of Christ, the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the law of the world, wast thou, O Apostle Andrew, and thou didst abide with him forever in heaven. Wherefore, regard thou the hymns offered to thee in this temple, built upon the place where thy feet stood. And as thou art rich in the grace of God, grant us good discourse, that we may cry out to thee. Rejoice, thou morning star, which hath shone forth upon us from the city of Bethsaida. Rejoice, brother of the preeminent Peter, and equal to him in honour. Rejoice, disciple of the great forerunner of Christ. Rejoice, thou that first among the apostles was called to the apostolic ministry by the Lord himself. Rejoice, for thou didst cry out to the others with joy, Come ye, we have found the longed-for Messiah. Rejoice, for thou didst lead us also to him. Rejoice, O Andrew, first call apostle of Christ. Rejoice, O Andrew, the first called apostle of Christ. Standing in spirit upon the summit of the hill on which his right hand raised up a cross, with hymns let us praise the most glorious Andrew, the first called apostle of Christ, the preacher of the holy gospel, the divinely inspired enlightener of the Russian land, and to him as the foremost follower of the church, the first of all to follow after Christ, let us cry out in compunction, Rejoice, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ. To the holy apostle Andrew, the first called, let us pray. O holy apostle Andrew, pray to God for us. O first called apostle of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, eminent founder of the church, all praise Andrew, we glorify, magnify thine apostolic labors. Most gladly do we remember thy blessed visitation of the Russian land. We bless the honorable sufferings which thou didst endure. For Christ we venerate thy sacred relics, we honor thy holy memory, and we believe that as the Lord lives, so thy soul doth live also, and thou dost abide with him forever in heaven, where thou dost also love us with the love wherewith thou didst love us when, through the Holy Spirit, thou dost foresee our conversion to Christ. And not only dost thou love, but thou dost also entreat God in our behalf, beholding all our needs in his light. Thus we believe, and thus also do we confess, this our faith in the church which bears thy name, O holy Andrew, which was most gloriously erected where thy holy relics rest, and believing we ask and beg our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, that by the prayers which thou dost ever send up and receive, he may grant us all that which is necessary for the salvation of us sinners, that as thou didst leave thy nets at the sound of the Lord's voice and didst follow after him without wavering, so each of us may seek not his own, but that which is for the edification of his neighbor, and may be mindful of his own heavenly calling, and having thee as our intercessor and advocate, we trust that thy prayers may accomplish much before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom is due all glory, honor and worship with the Father and the Holy Spirit unto the ages of ages. Amen. We magnify thee, O Andrew, first called apostle of Christ, and we honor the pangs and labors wherewith thou didst struggle in the proclamation of the gospel of Christ. Today the Holy Church celebrates the memory of the holy apostle Andrew, the first called. The holy apostle Andrew, the first called, was the first of the apostles to follow Christ, and he later brought his own brother, the holy apostle Peter, to Christ. The future apostle was from Bethsaida, and from his youth he turned with all his soul to God. He did not enter into marriage, and he worked with his brother as a fisherman. When the holy prophet forerunner Baptist John began to preach, Saint Andrew became his closest disciple. Declaring Christ to be the Lamb of God, Saint John the Baptist himself sent to Christ his own two disciples, the future apostles Andrew and John the theologian. After the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, Saint Andrew went to the eastern lands, preaching the word of God, and he went through Asia Minor, Thrace, Macedonia. He reached the river Danube, went along the coast of the Black Sea, through Crimea, the Black Sea region, and along the river Dnieper. He climbed to the place where the city of Kiev now stands. He stopped overnight on the hills of Kiev. Rising in the morning, he said to those disciples that were with him, See these hills? Upon these hills shall shine forth the beneficence of God, and there will be a great city here, and God shall raise up many churches. The apostle went up around the hills, blessed them, and set up a cross. Having prayed, he went up even further along the Dnieper and reached the settlement of the Slavs, where Novgorod was built. From here the apostle went through the land of the Varangians towards Rome for preaching, and again he returned to Thrace, where in the small village of Byzantium, the future Constantinople, he founded the Church of Christ. The name of the holy apostle Andrew links the mother of the Church of Constantinople with her daughter, the Russian Church. On his journeys, the first called apostle endured many sufferings and torments from pagans. They cast him out of their cities and they beat him. In Sinope, They pelted him with stones, but he remained unharmed. The persistent disciple of Christ continued to preach to people about the Savior. Through the prayers of the apostle, the Lord worked miracles. By the labors of the holy apostle Andrew, Christian churches were established, for which he provided bishops and clergy. The final city to which the apostle came was the city of Patras, where he was destined to suffer martyrdom. The Lord worked many miracles through his disciple in Patras. The infirm were made whole and the blind received their sight. Through the prayers of the apostle, the illustrious citizen Sosius recovered from serious illness, and Maximilla and Stratocles, the wife and brother of the governor of Patras, were healed. The miracles accomplished by the apostle and his fiery speech enlightened almost all the miracles accomplished by the apostle and his fiery speech enlightened almost all the citizens of the city of Patras with the true faith. Few pagans remained at Patras, but among them was the prefect of the city, Igiatus. The apostle Andrew repeatedly turned to him with the words of the gospel, but even the miracles of the apostle did not convince Igiatus. The holy apostle, with love and humility, appealed to his soul, striving to reveal to him the Christian mystery of life eternal through the wonder-working power of the holy cross of the Lord. The angry Igiatus gave orders to crucify the apostle. The pagan thought he might undo St. Andrew's preaching if he would put him to death on the cross. St. Andrew the First Called accepted the decision of the prefect with joy and with prayer to the Lord, and went willingly to the place of execution. In order to prolong the suffering of the saint, Igiatus gave orders not to nail the saint's hands and feet, but to tie them to the cross. For 2 days, the apostle taught the citizens who gathered about. The people, in listening to him with all their souls, pitied him and tried to take St. Andrew down from the cross. Fearing a riot of the people, Igiatus gave orders to stop the execution. But the holy apostle began to pray that the Lord would grant him death on the cross. Just as the soldiers tried to take hold of the apostle Andrew, they lost control of their hands. The crucified apostle, having given glory to God, said, "Lord Jesus Christ, receive my spirit." Then a blazing ray of divine light illumined the cross and the martyr crucified upon it. When the light faded, the holy apostle Andrew had already given up his holy soul to the Lord. Maximilla, the wife of the prefect, had the body of the saint taken down from the cross and buried him with honor. A few centuries later, under the Emperor Constantine the Great, the relics of the holy apostle Andrew were solemnly transferred to Constantinople and placed in the Church of the Holy Apostles beside the relics of the holy apostle Evangelist Luke and the saints and St. Paul's disciple St. Timothy. By the prayers of the holy apostle Andrew the First Called, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. Amen. God bless you all.